Well, anyway, we were talking about out on the farm and so forth, but you remember when you, I remember when you and Elsie moved out on the farm, and you and Glenwood were farming the North Farm up there around, up on Deer Creek, way up north.
Yeah, and we all
raising chickens.
I don't dare tell what I remember about that.
So, we had a 1020 Titan, T-I-T-A-N,
yes,
tractor.
Yes, right.
That ran on kerosene and water. That's the meanest son of a bitch in tractor I ever seen in my cotton picking life.
I remember.
Cranked on that son of a bitch for an hour.
And
poor old
Glenn,
you know. We finally, Dad finally got a thing that go in the furrow, see. And we used that, see, because it, when it rains, you plow all night, see.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd plow for 14 hours a day, and Glenn tried to plow in the daylight when he could see, and I'd plow all night. You know, he'd go to sleep, you know, Glenn was a sleepyhead. Always was, see, you know that. And the damn thing would go out that way, you know, shake and wake him up, and he'd turn and go back. It was the awful looking thing that I've ever seen. They could go out there and they'd come back that way. I used to laugh at Skinny, you know. He'd always go every place like that.
And we all got drafted.
But Clipper Stout, you know.
Going out to cook for the boys.
So, I'd throw clods of dirt at Glenn to make him stay far enough. Like, he'd never give up, though. You know what? I couldn't hit him with the quad, but he'd stay so far back, see. When we got up the store and where we was going, hell, he was right there.
Oh, dude, that's wonderful. Do you remember that one track road out to the North Farm? There was just one track.
Oh, yeah.
The way you go. And they used to send Merlin back to town. Elsie practically raised Merlin, you know. And
she said she would just die out there if it had been for Merlin.
Well, she practically raised him. Anyway,
this is the first time I've heard that.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, you stay with us all the time.
Oh, she was wonderful.
Elsie, you know, hell, I was working in there either plowing or sowing or cutting weed or doing some damn thing.
Raising chickens?
And Elsie's out there, you know, got a Model T. And I didn't think she could start it, see. She wanted to go see her mama. Had Lee, you know. So you put him in the basket. Put him in that damn old Model T. Hard to start sometimes, so she'd jack up a wheel, you know, for the Model T, a rear wheel, you know. And then crank these or start
sure.
So she'd do that to a T.
She could
get out of
it.
There and go see mama and papa were gardening. Be back, fix dinner.
I can't imagine her drinking the car.
She's going to go over and see her folks. So.
Well, she did a lot of things.
Yeah.
She helped raise me, too.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Well, they said
you were pretty well much at home because you were smaller.
Well, I know, but this was later.
Yeah. I understand the boys would say, put Merlin, how old was he? Send him down for some
reason. He could hardly see over the wheels. That old, so that poor little kid like this.
This old model
changed him for himself.
And how he got, I guess Dad would start him out again in town and say,
get him around and get him started back to the farm.
Well, I remember, Merlin, the only thing I remember about three things about the farm. I remember you had an incubator down the cellar.
Oh, I do too.
And I remember.
Scared to death of
it. I remember the Merlin and I riding on the load of wheat with a team of horses. And we went into the elevator, and he was driving, or I was driving the horses. And one of us would go to sleep back on, you know, just because it didn't go very fast. But we did this. And the only other thing I remember, you had some pigs out there. And one got, it was wet weather, and one got under the house. And we called it Martha Jean, because it cried all the time.
Because the water came up, you know, and forced it to get under there.
That's right, and that pig's name, because the scale on the thing was Martha.
That's right.
Because Martha Jean, when she was a kid, cried all the time.
Yeah, she kept the floor of the kitchen or whatever it was in order to get the pig out. And there was a goat. And I had a billy goat. Had no billy goat.
Had to cut a hole in the damn floor to get the pig out.
Yeah. This billy goat got to the Elsie, big
I wouldn't have done it, but Elsie
kid.
Sits and
I never heard that one.
Get
that
pig out of there. Oh,
yeah,
a little pig, you know.
Yeah, a little piglet.
This little one.
The outhouse out over the creek, you know, and he's been out the outhouse, the wind comes out that creek. But then it dropped the sea.
Okay, I'll tell you a good one. You know, I had this billy goat. I don't know where the hell I got the damn goat.
What's a billy goat? Was it where?
And Elsie.
You had a what?
A billy goat.
Okay.
You remember the goat.
And of course, Merlin and I could handle it, but damn billy goats, you know. Sometimes Elsie, the worst machine's out on the back porch. She'd crawl up on that thing because the goat didn't put his feet up there. I don't think it hurt her. But boy, she'd wait for that goat to go out the bathroom. You know? She'd look any other way, she'd run to the bathroom. Okay, I butchered the goat and went to town, of course, trying to make some money. I couldn't sell
couldn't sell it anyway.
Yeah. They could smell it.
We probably told him it was lamb.
You should have barbecued it before you went.
What'd you have to do, bury it?
Huh?
What'd you do with it, bury it?
I did something with it. I don't know what it was.
You needed sure television in those days.
Yeah, but you know, we had mutton at home for dinner on occasion. Not any kind of good meat was.
People didn't have lamb. They didn't serve lamb, cut lamb, did they?
No. No, and Dad would tease me and say, it's goat. It's goat. You'll like it. It's goat. He was always teasing us.
You know, when you think about it, I know how much money Dad paid in grades. It made about $325 a month.
For what?
For
in grades here, and raised us kids and all that.
I don't see how it's done.
No,
he had help on that farm, you know, that South Farm down there.
Yeah.
He raised some blooded horses. We already had two, I think it were three, mares. We raised those, and he bought a couple more, three. Anyway, that's what he traded for that farm down south of town.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know what he paid for that farm up north.
Now, that was supposed to be Mother's farm. That was a gift to Mother some time or other.
No, no.
Yes, it was.
From who paid for it, though? Dad paid for
it. Well, it was a gift from my father to our mother.
Oh, well, that's different then.
That's right. It was always,
it's all the family.
Well, yes, but it was always Mother's farm.
I finally paid off Dad's mortgage on that pottery.
I know you did. You and Lois were together. Lois paid a lot of interest several times.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, it wasn't very much money. I think it was only $2,000.
It wasn't very much money.
No, I mean, it's no money today at all. But
you say $325 a month, Norman.
How much money
that
was?
That was a lot of money.
You see?
Quite a bit of money then.
Yeah, you raised your own, wasn't making that much. The groceries?
Well, he had to get some money off the farm.
But that not that much.
Anyway, because I know what the books were, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Because we set those books down. I mean, I helped Dad haul stuff, you know, a long time. Anyway, thank God for what's happened since then.
Sure.
That's right.
We all got lucky.
But what you, Norman, what you prepared to do, what you prepared to do by what went before.
That's true. That's true. Put something inside your self that gives you
desire. That's right. Not only the desire, but the capability.
Yeah. You learn by experience.
It's a hard learner, but it's valuable.
You're darn right.
Well, I think it's amazing that all of your family had so much ambition and so much desire.
Honey, it wasn't even considered.
I mean, you didn't talk about it.
I know,
but a lot
of
families
did.
An awful
lot about that, too.
You know, another thing.
Oh, yes.
Back in Oklahoma, before we ever came, went any place else, I knew Stillwater and Deer Creek. I've been never been to Wichita till I got married. Harper, of course, I'd been down to Georgia, but that was on a train when I was 7, 8 years old. And that was my existence.
That's right.
I'd never been anywhere.
Your whole world. Your whole world, yes.
And talk about weather, didn't know any different. That was, we were born and raised there, and the weather was that way. So what?
Why, sure. 95 degrees, I can remember sitting down exhausted. it was always my job to get dinner.
Oh, you're going to get him some more, can't I?
Where are you going?
No, you're busy.
All right.
Can't you tell that position he's in?
Come back. Come back. The company's wonderful.